Hello, welcome to the HEF Propagation Prediction Report with me, Steve Nichols, G0KYA, and this report is for the whole of summer 2010. Well, it's been a mixed bag in terms of propagation over the last month or so. Some people have said, propagation is improving on the higher bands. The solar cycle is improving. I don't think that's really the case at all. I think what people are seeing is more activity on 21, 24 and 28 megahertz, which has really been due to summer sporadic E, which started in May and was very, very active in June. And I think we'll see plenty more activity in July, and then it will start to tail off in August. But once that disappears, we're then back to basic F2 layer propagation, and we really need far more sunspots and far higher solar flux numbers to see a great, great improvement in conditions on those bands. I was hoping that we might see some transatlantic 10-meter activity in late September, October, but if the solar flux is going to stay steadfastly in the mid-70s the way it is, it's not going to be very good at all. But it's not all bad news. Neil, G0CIS, sent me a report earlier today that said, interesting, sunspot group 1084 was the first group this year to rotate into view and remain visible until it rotated over the opposite limb of the sun. So it rose on the eastern limb and managed to stay there all the way round to the western limb, which I guess is a bit of a milestone. What we are now seeing in the first week of July is sunspot 1082, which is coming around into view again, so it's remained active. So sunspots are growing, if you like. They are being more reliable, but the figures we're seeing of sunspot numbers around about 11 and with a solar flux of about 74, just not really, really that good. Don't forget, by the way, that when you see a sunspot number of 11, it doesn't mean there are 11 sunspots. The way the numbering system works is that you get one for a sunspot and 10 for every group. So one sunspot in one group is 11. So the numbers jump from 0 to 11 straight away. Now, if we've got two sunspots in two groups, which could be still quite small, really it's just two sunspots, the sunspot number jumps to 22. So it kind of deceives you to think that things are improving dramatically when in fact they're not. Perhaps a better guide in a way is the solar flux index, which, as I said as I'm recording this, is about 74, and it really hasn't shifted that much over the last month or so. Now, the other things to look at in terms of solar terrestrial data, and a good place to look for this is solarcycle24.com. That's solarcycle24.com. Is the A index and the K index. As I've always said before, the K index is a 3-hourly measure of magnetic or geomagnetic disturbance, and the A index is an average over the last 24 hours. So the K index is a better guide of what's actually happening now. So if you see the K index rise to perhaps 2, 3, or even 4, that's a sign that conditions probably aren't going to be terribly, terribly good. And as you see the A index rise, perhaps 40, 50 plus, again, not a good good indication that conditions aren't going to be very good at all. The other thing you might want to spot on solarcycle24.com is the BZ, or the direction, if you like, of the interplanetary magnetic field. Now, that, coupled with a solar wind indicator from the ACE spacecraft, is also a good sign of bad conditions to come. If the BZ points south in terms of its magnetic field direction, if it swings south, that's a sign really that conditions aren't going to be terribly, terribly good, as all these charged particles enter the Earth's ionosphere and start disrupting conditions. And if the solar wind speed increases, perhaps above 400 kilometers a second, now just bear that in mind, that 400 kilometers every single second, that's speedy. It's not surprising then that we hear about windy outer space. It is windy. But if the solar wind increases and the BZ heads south, again, that's not terribly good. Now, one thing you will notice this summer is that conditions in the evening and nighttime are probably better. It's a strange phenomenon where the maximum usable frequency at night in the summer is higher than it is in the winter, while the maximum usable frequency during the day, that's excluding sporadic E, is lower. So just because the sun has set, don't ignore the bands. In fact, I checked the other day, and beyond sunset, 1 hour after sunset here, 20 meters was open to the United States. So it's a good indication that conditions are good. So to summarize really for this summer, sporadic E, on 14 megs, 21, 24, and 28 megs, not forgetting 50 megs as well, lots of sporadic E on 6 meters. That's the thing to look for. During the day, perhaps rather more noise than we would like because it's summer and we've got storm activity. Sunspot number isn't very high, plus that coupled with summer ionospheric conditions means that you're only going to see sporadic E conditions on the higher bands. But do check out 20 meters after dark. You might get some surprises. A local friend here worked Hawaii from the UK on 20 meters just after sunrise using a vertical half dipole, or vertical half-wave dipole, I should say. So conditions aren't too bad. Okay, that's the HF propagation report for this summer. I'm Steve Nichols, U0KYA, and good DX.